Well, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are live in two states, here in Mexico, and where are you at again?
California.
California. We're excited about this new dispensation. This is the first Sunday of the new year, as it is indicated by the Gregorian calendar, the world's calendar. And we are starting off with understanding that we are in this year of 2025, right? According to the Gregorian calendar, it's 5785, yeah, according to the Hebraic calendar, right? So we are decreeing, declaring that this is the 2025 is the year of anointed.
That you're anointed with grace.
Yeah, that you're anointed with grace. So I want to start off with, I have this affirmation and 365 days of affirmation. We're on day five of 2025. The first morning affirmation says, goodness and love guard the door of my mind and permit nothing to enter and function in me except the one divine mind. There is nothing in me which responds or corresponds to negative ideas. So understanding that we have a divine mind, because we're spirit, soul, body, and spirit, soul, body, right? So understanding that we are first spirit, we're not natural first. So we have the divine mind. Well, Pastor Tanya, what do you mean by divine mind? We have the mind of God, right? Because we're God in us. It is God in us. And so we understand starting this day off with goodness and the love of God that guards our mind, our divine mind. And so this morning we put on that divine mind. We operate in our true selves, who is the spirit of the living God. I want to say this then, because there's a morning affirmation and an evening affirmation. I'm going to go ahead and read that one. It says, the power of divine grace flows through me. Ha!
What was that?
The power of divine grace flows through me.
Wait a minute. So that affirmation was already there.
Right, right. I mean, and it goes on. It says, allowing God's forgiveness to manifest within and through me. I embody that forgiveness. So the power of divine grace flows through you. And so even as we have declared that 2025 is the season that you're anointed with his divine grace.
With his, yes. And you know what? And let's change that. We're going to change that, that we are anointed, that the season that you are anointed with is divine
grace.
Come on,
because
now
we want to pull us into out of this idea that we are physical first. We're That's spiritual right. first. That's We're right. going to begin yes, to too. Shift our mindset and understand that you are divine. Right? You have the divine power, the ability and the equipment within to go forth, to be, to do, and to have all the good, all the God that you desire.
That's right.
You
That's
are right. good. You are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money in this 2025 year. In Come this on. Year Come of, it's 'cause seven is completion, right?
And this season, yeah, just go the 7 and 57, 85, yes.
Right, but altogether it's 9, isn't it?
Right, right. So, okay. So 9 represents new birthing. You are birthed, you're impregnant. And we're going to go over that, you know.
Hey, so man, I'll go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we receive, Lord, we proclaim that goodness and mercy, yeah, Lord God, is the door, is the goodness and goodness, love, and mercy guards the door of our mind, oh God. Father God, we thank you this morning that we walk in the power of God's divine grace. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for the grace that we truly embody this season, this dispensation of anointed, that we're anointed with divine grace. Divine grace, God, we get that in our spirit. Father God, we get that, Lord. We may not even fully even understand that, but we receive this morning, Father God, that we have been anointed by God's divine grace. Get it in your spirit. I'm anointed by divine grace. I'm anointed by God's divine grace. I'm anointed by God's divine grace. God, we love you. Father, even as we may be separated by location, we're one in the spirit. The power of all. We're one in the spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, that this time, Father God, that we are protected. We are protected because we are anointed with God's divine grace this morning and throughout this year. Father, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We pray for every one of our partners, Lord God, everybody that's watching. Father God, that those that will watch the replay, Father, we speak a blessing of God over them, spirit, soul, body, that they will lack no good thing. Father God, that this year, that they will move and flow and operate, yeah. Lord God, in their divinity, even the more, yeah. God, yeah. In their divinity, in their divine self. God, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Listen, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophet Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. If the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. And it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8 that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. So we are going into this season with the word. See, we're going to go into this season with the word. See, when you get a word, high glory, when you get a word, now you've got all the power necessary to fulfill the word and your purpose. See, because you need the word, listen, you need the word and understanding to move and to act and to walk in faith. Oh my God. The word and understanding activate God's power in your life, okay? You must get the word and understanding, okay? John chapter 1 says, to as many as received him, the word, he gave them the power to become sons of God. So you get the word and understanding, you activate power. Come on now. Oh my God, here, I'm just trying to, see, I'm not at home, so I have to do everything by hand here, trying to get everything out here. But listen.
But can I just say, I want us, because understand, the church, sometimes we are so backwards and so behind.
Come on.
Understand that God allowed technology in this season of 2025. There is no reason why the gospel is talk about the gospel being preached throughout the world. God has given us this wonderful technology. It is not the devil. Stop saying that technology is the devil. If we use this properly, this is a way, this is an avenue to reach people all around the world. It is not the devil. We are using it. And so it is because of this technology, because somebody tapped into their divinity, right? Somebody tapped into their divinity and was able to create this technology where we can get the gospel all across the world.
Come on. Listen. And even just to add with that, Listen, first of all, let's stop giving the devil so much credit. Okay, when we understand that there is nothing, there is no technology, there's no invention, there's no thought. You know, everybody keeps getting, you know, all the glory of, you know, Nobel Peace Prizes and all these things, trademarks and trademarks, whatever. But listen, there's nothing that's out there that God didn't give the idea. And now listen,
you under the sun, right?
Listen, Christians, and I don't even call you Christian. I call you believers because Jesus and God called you believers. The world called you Christians. Listen, even if the person is not saved, they didn't get the idea from the devil.
Come on now.
Listen, here's the truth. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Just because the person has chosen not to accept God or not has nothing to do with the anointed thought that came from his divine grace of his mind into our mind. Oh, come on now. Woo, we about to mess
up. That's really good. And then people taking it and perverting it.
There you go.
Perverting it and misusing it.
That's it. That's it. And that's what God wants us to get right in this season. That when we understand that everything, now listen, God doesn't cause disasters. That's mm-hmm. the enemy. The Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Anything that causes mass destruction and death is not caused by God. But God, in his divine grace, doesn't allow it to be as bad as it could have been if he had not intervened. Okay? So listen, we are in. Hold on, I just typed it in here too. Hold on here. Here it is. We are in the season. This is the season. You are anointed with God's divine grace. I'm going to say it again. You are anointed with God's divine grace, his divine grace, his divine grace. Okay. So let's go into this here. I'm going to read just a couple of things here. Glory. Okay. Shot that. Okay. Okay. Here. Woo, man. This is so awesome. Woo, my God. Did you share the broadcast? Oh my God. I'm in my hotel room, and I hope I ain't waking somebody up, but oh well, here we go. The theme of 2025, the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace, it aligns with 2025, because grace, biblically, is the unmerited favor. It's the power source of God, enabling believers to operate in this power beyond natural abilities, okay? Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Okay. And we know what our scripture says, amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So what we have to understand is God has given us a power and empowerment that causes us to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Amen. In 2025, the prophetic declaration of being anointed with grace suggests his divine enablement. Believers will be empowered to overcome challenges, fulfill their assignments, and bring transformation. 2, renewed favor. This is going to be a season of renewed favor. God's grace will open doors that were previously shut, granting access to new realms of spiritual authority. And 3, you're going to have sufficiency in weakness. Paul stated in 2 Corinthians, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. This year will be marked by believers leaning into God's strength and thriving despite the trial. Number two, this season is the anointing with grace. It's going to be a prophetic season. It's a time of prophetic enablement. Okay. The phrase anointed with grace combines two powerful spiritual truths. Number one, the anointing, symbolizing being set apart, empowered, and equipped, and smeared, covered by the Holy Spirit for a divine purpose. I'm going to say that again. Woo, I've been trying to get back on here. Woo, oh my God, you better underline that. The anointing, it symbolizes being set apart, empowered, and equipped by the Holy Spirit for a divine purpose. Are you getting this? Good morning, Brother Doug. Woo, my God, there we go. Number two. Oh, my God. It'll be grace represents God's favor, his empowerment, his ability working through your human frailty or your human body. Amen. Grace represents God's empowerment, his unmerited favor working through your natural body. Okay. This is why this is going to be so powerful, because you won't be able to take any credit for it. Psalms 118, I believe, says, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Okay. 2025 as a season, it'll be a year of divine alignment. Those walking in God's purpose will find themselves strategically positioned to fulfill their destiny. Number two, empowered ministry. Ministries and individuals will experience supernatural empowerment to accomplish what seemed impossible in previous seasons. And number three, restoration through grace. Broken relationships, lost opportunities, and even spiritual stagnation will be restored by God's grace in this season. Amen. Listen, one of the things, Tanya, that you walked away that, you know, that I believe that you needed to hear, because this is what God is doing in this season. The anointing with grace is a prophetic season. And it says that the anointing symbolizes being set apart, empowered, and equipped by the Holy Spirit for a divine purpose.
So I of course, and what's so amazing about when we use ChatGPT, it provides, it's not plagiarized, right? So it gives, there may be some similarities, but there are also some things that are distinct. And so one of the things it says when it looks, the key elements of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, it says the anointing with oil. It symbolized the oil represents consecration.
There you go.
Holiness.
Come on.
In God's favor. And when we understand that holiness, we're set apart.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's right. That's
right. You've been set apart. You've been tagged. You're it.
Come on.
You're it.
Come on.
You've been tagged. That just came to my mind. You've been tagged in a good way. God, tag me. Tag me. You've been tagged.
Come on. Come on.
I've been tagged for this divine purpose in my life, for this season. I've been tagged. And not only have you been tagged, but you are equipped. You mm-hmm. are equipped for right. this season. We look at the spiritual insight into this scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. It says, when Samuel anointed David, it was not a mere ritual, a declaration, declaring a decree.
That's right.
Affirming God's favor and grace upon David's life.
Come on now.
Despite his youth and lowly status as a shepherd, come on now, get this, David was chosen by God. You've been tagged. Tag, you're it. You're chosen by God.
Come on now, get that.
You're chosen. we talked about a couple of weeks ago about when I forget exactly what we're talking about. We were talking about, like, remember when you're in a game and God, I think we were talking about being chosen or accepted.
Being accepted, the grace of acceptance.
So sometimes that when you're with little kids and, like, you're the last person that's been chosen. You're the person. Understand that you've been divinely chosen by God. You're tag, you're it.
Listen, Jesus said that the last shall become first.
Come on now.
And the first shall be made last. This is what's going to happen in this season. I'm trying to get you ready for it. 2025 is the season that you go from the bottom to the top. And everybody that was on top is coming to the bottom. Not because it's a bad thing, but because it's your time. See, you've been sitting, you've been waiting for somebody to choose you. And God said, I already chose you, but the time and the season wasn't yet. But your time and season is now, saith the Lord.
That's powerful. One of the things that it said here, I read just about the spiritual insight. So again, despite David's youth and his lowly status, God chose him. God tagged him. Then that's it right. Says application. In 2025, the anointing represents God's grace being poured out on your life. It's a reminder, as I said early, that you are set apart, not by human standards.
That's right.
But by God's divine will and his purpose.
And see, and what you have to understand that word anoint or anointed or anointing means to smear.
Yes.
It means to smear or cover. To encapsulate with oil, okay? It means to smear, and we're going to go there. But understand, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You're about to be smeared with the encapsulment of the heavens.
So another thing, oh my God, I mean, Chad is preaching this morning.
Come on now.
It says this year, 2025, God's grace will elevate you.
Come on. See?
Even in spaces where you may have been overlooked.
Come on.
Trust that his anointing on your life will speak louder than the opinions of others.
Come on now. See, this is, and when we get into this story, I was like, Lord, because I was like, Lord, you're going to have to make this make sense. Because I'm like, Lord, you're telling me that this is a season that you're anointed with grace and anointed by grace and this and this. But Lord, how does this make sense? So first of all, I want everyone to type, I receive it. It is so. Okay, I receive it. I'm in California right now. Because I received a word that said, in order to get to my next level, if I'm willing, here's the key. Some of us, we've been sitting and waiting and praying about certain things. This is the season that those doors are going to be open. And whatever process that God causes you to go through, it's going to help you reach the goal. See, that's the key. We don't want to go through the process sometimes. Go ahead.
So you said something really powerful. Some of y'all have been sitting and waiting. You are not in action. See, you got to where you're at, not because you were sitting and waiting.
No.
But you got into action.
That's right.
You got, see, some of you are allowing fear. Some of you are, you know, you tried it before and it didn't work. You're caught up in this story. You're caught up in this negative story. That's not your story.
That's right. Come on now. I want you to get this. Listen, I'm up here and it's like, Lord, I'm with master people in their field. And I'm like, Lord, I'm around people who are known all around the world. And you sat me here. That was you giving it. Listen, here's the thing. Here's what I want you to understand. When we start getting into this story about David being anointed king, we have to understand that he was the chosen one.
He was tagged.
He was the chosen one that was hidden by God until the right time. I'm going to say it again. David was hidden. He was hidden in the field until his appointed time. Even his own family didn't realize who he was. Oh, come on now. See, your own family is going to begin to look at you different, because after God smears you with this grace, when he smears you with this anointing, your whole countenance is going to change. Why? Because it's your time and season to go from the bottom to the top, to go from the last to the first, to go from the sick to the healed, from the lacking and in debt to the wealthy and abundant. Why? Because you've been anointed with God's divine grace. So let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 16. And listen, we're going to be here. We're going to be right here until God says otherwise, because this story is deep. Okay. Amen. We're going to scratch the surface. Listen, I want you to get your seed ready. You're going to be giving your first seed of 2025. Amen. And let's look at this. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 16. I'm going to start at verse 1. Okay. And it says, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn?" Samuel was sad because God made Samuel anoint Saul to become king, even though God knew Saul was going to fail.
Where are you at?
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1.
Okay.
And I definitely want you to get this in the Amplified. Amen. He says, "How long will you mourn for Saul? Seeing, check it out, I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill the horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided a king among his sons."
Okay, can I stop you there? I want to actually go back to that first verse. And it says in the Amplified, "The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve for Saul when I have rejected him as king over Israel?" And when you said that, see, some of you all are grieving. Some of you all are sitting in this story because maybe God did not open a specific door for you, and you thought that was the door, and you're sitting there. Stuck there. You're stuck there. You thought that she was the one, he was the one, and God said no. And you're stuck there. You can't let it go. You can't let it go. You're grieving over something that God never sanctioned.
Listen, God never gave Saul as king. That was the people's choice to have a king, not God. Wow. He said, "Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me because they wanted to be like the world." And God says, "Okay, I'm going to give you exactly what you asked for. There's some things going on in this world, in our nation. It's because people chose, not God. But God is going to allow it."
And so you're marinating in you're marinating in something. And because you're marinating and grieving over something that God said, "Not so, because I have something way better for you," because you have not been walking in your divine mind, you've been allowing your flesh to lead, then it hinders that anointing, that seasoning for you to walk in this divinity and this favor in this outpouring that God has for you. So I challenge you to let it go.
Come on now. Come on now.
Let it go. Let it go. What did Frozen say? Let it go. Let it go.
Listen. Some of you right now can't even embrace your future because you're still holding on to the past. Unless you let go of what's in your hand, God cannot give you anymore. Listen, I'm up here and I thought I was unworthy. And God told me last night, no. I put you up here because they're going to embrace something that they've never embraced before. My grace on your life. Ah, glory. People are going to embrace this grace on your life, and it's going to impact their life. I'm like, Lord, you know, and all God, listen, I'm sitting down talking with professors who make a living creating songs for TV and film, and they're giving me their secrets. One professor, we sat down and talked for 45 minutes during lunch. He said, I'm gonna tell you something that I haven't even told anybody else yet. Let me just show you how I do what I do.
Wow.
I'm like, Lord. He said, why? Because I graced you for this time.
Wow.
And anointed you for this time. I woke up in the middle of the night last night with a second part to a song that I gave them to submit. And the Lord said, I didn't tell you that song was finished. Here's the other part. I had to wait till you got here.
Wow. Until you were in position.
Listen, you have to be where God is. God, until you get to where you're there is, you can't embrace the power and the wealth and the anointing of the grace that God has for you. You must be where God is. Oh, Brother Doug says something. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Brother Doug preaching. He said, God blesses you both because you're so busy with God in your life and bringing his word for all of us. You are all blessed. Thank you, Brother Doug. Listen, we thank you. We thank all of those who get up and like support me in the morning, Monday through Friday. And I'm waking you up, sending you YouTubes. And you're listen, we thank God for all of you. But listen, we're going to get this grace and to our purpose together. This is not about a me and I. No. Prophet Tanya and I, this is not about us. We are walking through this grace with you. We're going through the wilderness with you. We're going to our land of promise together. This is what's going to come. Oh my God. We got to, but y'all going to make me, I'm trying to stay kind of silent because I got neighbors next to me. But listen, that was verse 1. Verse 2, and Samuel said, how can I go if Saul hears that I'm coming to anoint someone else for king? He will kill me.
Wow.
And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what I will do. See, God didn't even tell Samuel his whole plan. Listen, because even Samuel had some remnants of still mourning for Saul.
Wow, come on now. You better teach that.
God had to wait for Samuel to get to the proper place to reveal the secret of what he was getting ready to do. Samuel was God's man, and even Samuel had to go through a transformation, a restoration of his divine mind because it got tainted, still connected to Saul. And God said, why are you still connected to Saul? I have rejected. Listen, reject what God tells you to reject. Let it go.
This is so good because another man of God that I follow, one of the things that he was talking about for 2025 is a year of change and transformation. And so this really aligns. If I'm anointed with God's grace, you know, and we're talking about just as God, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you grieve for Saul when I've rejected him as king over Israel? You've got to walk in this transformation. You've got to embrace change. And he had an acronym, and I'm going to look up what that acronym means, but you've got to embrace change.
Come on.
In order to walk in your season of That's grace cool. and you're anointed, you know, you're anointed this season that God has for you, you've got to embrace change, mm-hmm. right? You're anointed for this divine grace, but you have to embrace change. Go mm-hmm. ahead, Pastor Mike.
Because now listen, this grace is not just regular grace. Okay. This is what God told is telling Samuel to do. Because when I saw it, I had never saw it like this before. This anointed, okay, this smeared on, this grace protected David through wars dealing with God's enemies. Mm. You have to understand, David was a warrior. His first job was a soldier. So he put his life on the line with sword in hand to kill God's enemies. That it takes anointed to go through wars without getting scathed or shot or stabbed or anything. Oh, come on now. Verse two. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. And you shall anoint unto me whose name I give to you. Check this out. I want you to read. I want you to get this again. I want to say it again. This is verse 3. Can you tell me what it says in the Amplified? It says, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint unto me him, okay, whom I name unto thee.
So the verse 3 says, you shall, it's very much the same. It says, you shall invite Jesse to the sacrifice.
Come on.
And I will show you what you shall do after that. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I designate.
Come on now. See, this is so powerful, because when we realize that Samuel was God's man, and even he hid some things from Samuel until the appointed time, because at the time Samuel could not understand what God was doing and why he was doing it this way. Verse 4. And Samuel did. Now, check out what Samuel did. And Samuel did that which the Lord spoke, and he came to Bethlehem. And now listen, this is the same city that Jesus comes from. And he came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come in peace? Now remember, Samuel was known for two things: either sounding the alarm, saying that you're about to go into bondage, God is angry, or he was coming to speak a blessing of the Lord. See, Samuel, he didn't stay with the people. Samuel lived in the hills on the mountain of God. He would only come down to give a prophetic word from the Lord.
Wow. Come on.
Verse 5, the grace verse. And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they come, he looked on Eliab, which was the oldest, and said, surely he's the Lord's anointed, is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not at his countenance or on his height of his stature, because I have refused him. Oh, my God. For the Lord seeth not as man sees, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Your heart, your connected of the spirit and the soul, the connection of the soul and the spirit. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chose him. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. I'm the youngest in my family. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. He had the worst job anyone could have. A pastor was the lowliest job anyone could have in the community, a shepherd. Oh, come on now. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he comes hither.
What verse are you at?
That was verse 11.
Okay.
Amen. And he sent and brought him. Now he was ruddy, okay, and with a beautiful countenance. So he was cute, but he was small. He was a skinny little kid, okay, with a beautiful countenance. So he looked good, okay. I look good. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, you do, dear.
And goodly to look at. And the Lord said, now, check this out. Arise. Now, wait a minute. He had just told everybody, we ain't sitting down till he got here. But yet he just told the people to arise. He wasn't talking about spirit. He wasn't talking about physical. He was talking about arise in your spirit. Wake up your spirit to what God is getting ready to do.
Ah.
Come on now. This word arise in the Hebrew, it is the word, the kum of God, which means to rise, stand up. It means to maintain, to be established, to be confirmed. It means to, hold on, to establish, to investigate, to erect, to build. It means also to come on the scene. Come on now. Oh, come on now. Our glory. Okay, he said, arise. Anoint him, for this is he. In front of the whole city, he said, this small little cute little skinny boy, this is God's warrior. This is God's king. Woo, go ahead.
Tag, he's it.
Come on
he
now.
He showed the last one, but God smeared him. He tagged him. He's it.
Okay, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Now, check it out, okay? God chose him, but check out what happens when he anoints him with this grace. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Can I say that in verse 13, it says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily.
Come on.
Upon David from that day forward. See, the Spirit of God is coming mightily, is on you mightily. However, now remember I talked about you can't embrace this season that you're anointed to walk in, because the season you're anointed with God's grace, unless you're ready to change. And so I've been watching Dr. Larry Reed, and I love this word change. And so for each letter in change, he has what it means. So change. And so I thought this was great because we need to change our mindset about change. What he's saying is change equals constantly, and I changed his A. Constantly having anointed new growth experiences.
Come on now.
Because he said amazing. I changed it to anointed.
Listen.
You're constantly having. So embrace this change. Embrace this change. What is change? Constantly having anointed new growth experiences.
Come on now. See, so now listen, here's what we got to understand. And here's where the devil keeps us deceived. Here's why the Old Testament seemingly is a little bit more powerful than the New Testament. Because they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them. Okay, remember, the grace and the anointing is not for those who are going to sit on or not be active in the move of God. Okay, I'm going to say it again. This grace, this anointed grace is for those who are ready to work. The grace is for the work. The grace is God's divine. Let's go back to here what we said, that the grace, hold on here. Where did we say that? That the grace is for movement. Okay. It's for doing, it's for moving. Did I put that somewhere? So his anointed. So his anointed grace is for movement. Okay. It says this word, the Spirit of the Lord, that word, which is capitalized, capital S-P-I-R-I-T, is the Ruach of God, which means it's the wind, it's the breath, it's the mind of God. Come on now. It's the mind. We're talking about that God's divine grace. It's the mind of God, okay? It's the breath. Come on now. It is, oh my God. It is, wait. It's the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, co-equal, co-eternal with the Father and the Son. It's the energy of life. Come on now. Woo! So when we see this, that the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord, good morning, Quinteros, that the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit, woo! The power of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Okay. Then the Bible says that it left Saul and an evil spirit took over.
Saul wasn't ready to change.
And this is why God gave him two chances and he did not change, so God had to reject him.
He did not change.
He didn't have a consistent having anointed new growth experiences with God.
Come on now.
Listen, if you're not willing to change, listen, this change in your life is going to be an investment in you. God is investing a part of himself on your life. Do not take this season lightly. Okay. David had to work because the first encounter he has is with the one who God rejected.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into that next time. We got to stop right here.
Oh my God. Are you ready to change? Are you ready to have those constantly having anointed new growth experiences? But you know what, Pastor Michael, that's what you're dealing with right now. You're changing. You're having an anointed new growth experience.
Listen, you have no choice. When God puts you in the midst of it, you have no, listen, I had no choice. Even though I had to go through what I went through, getting there, delayed planes and the place being my car rental place being closed, and I had to catch a taxi. I'm out in the cold. I forgot my jacket. Is it, you know, all these things that try to deter you, that try to make you stay the same. And when God says, no, once I smear you, once I put my divine grace, once I put it all over, then the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you. The spirit, the kingdom of God is in you, but until it gets on you, you can't do the work that God has called you to do. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. When the spirit comes up on you, now you can do what God has called you to do. Now, come on now. I want you to get your seed ready right now. Get your seed ready because we're going in. This is your time. This is your opportunity. The Lord says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. When we understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, all the seeds you've sown in 2024, in 2023, 5784, 5783, and 5 years ago, and 10 years ago, seeds that your parents, your grandparents, and great-grandparents have sown, you are going to be the receiver of this divine grace, because for such a time as this, he has called you, because it's your time and your purpose to walk in this empowerment. Listen, sow your seed today, right now. Now listen. Hold on here. I want you to get it ready now. And Prophet Tanya's going to tell you how to give. Now, listen, for those of you, after she gets done telling you both ways to sow, I'm going to challenge you to do it as a teruma, because when you put it in the hand of the priest, just like Samuel, God used Samuel to bless the people, because everybody that was there became a part of the divine grace of God. Come on now. Go ahead, Prophet.
And so the ways that you can sow into the ministry first, mm-hmm. right? You sow into the ministry, or not first, but you sow into the ministry, you can, which is on the left-hand side, is Restored Ministries and International. You can sow through PayPal. And you could use our handle at Restored MININTL. Or if you have a smartphone, you can take your camera app and take a picture of that QR code, that little fuzzy looking thing or that box, and it'll direct you right to our PayPal. And you can go directly there. The second way that you can sow into the ministry, because the ministry has expenses, and so your seed that you're sowing, so it'd be like if we had a building, you're sowing your tithes into the ministry to cover the expenses that the ministry has, so that we can take care of it. So you can do it through Zelle at Restored MININTL@gmail.com. So Zelle is a banking app, right? You should be very familiar with Zelle. Right? Because again, there is a whole lot of technology that's happening. The way we used to deal with money is changing and yep. is not going back.
Amen. Come on.
So you need to be aware of the different ways. So you can do it through Zelle. The third way that you can sow into the ministry is through Cash App. You can use $RestoredMI, $RestoredMI, or you can go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org.
Amen. Now the second way, now we're going to talk about the teruma. And the teruma is very powerful, because the Bible says in Ezekiel 44:30, the first of all, first fruits of all things, of every oblation or teruma, of all, of every sort of your teruma, shall be the priest. Samuel was the priest and prophet of the city of Israel, okay? It shall be the priest, and you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Amen.
Amen. And so really, when it's water, if we just say it like this, the teruma really is like a love offering that you give to the pastor. Do you mm-hmm. give to the person that feeds you spiritually? Right. Mm-hmm. And as Pastor Michael showed you, understanding that God strategically set up that thing called the teruma. And when you sow to the priest, your supervising priest first, that priest then pronounces a blessing. It is a divine setup. And so in this ministry, Pastor Michael Bryan is the supervising priest that it references in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. That's why we give you the scriptures, right? And so the ways that you can sow into Pastor Michael Bryan, and it would be such a blessing, especially since he is out in California right now. If you want to sow a love offering, right, your teruma to Pastor Michael, you can do it through PayPal using his very long email, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com.
Yeah, jokes this morning, huh?
Yes, I do. And then the second way you can do it is through Zelle, and you can use his shorter email, michael@rtuproductions.com. The third way that you can sow is through his Cash App, and it is $2ProfitMDBryant. Again, $2ProfitMDBryant.
Amen. Listen, we want to thank you for joining in. Listen, let this be a season of change in your life. Amen. Let it be a consistent change in your life. Listen, whatever God tells you to change, it's for your benefit. It's for your good. He said, all things work together for your good. Let this be a season of for your good in your life by making the changes. Watch what happens. And when we come here next season, the only thing that we'll be able to say is this was the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in your eyes. Listen, thank you for joining in. We're going to see you next week. We love you. Be blessed. Thank you.